Hello, top fan rivalry supporters, and welcome to Tuesday morning. We got a new week upon us. Life has been good. We had a great week last week. A lot of great guests. This week, we're hitting on all cylinders. We're bringing our friend back to talk about the Phillies. So this is our good friend Brian. Brian, how are you doing this morning? Welcome to Tuesday.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Bill. Good to see you, and thanks for having me on.
Great to see you as well. I'm excited to have you on again. I know that the Phillies kind of came out not where you wanted them to be, but talk to me about the Phillies a little bit. Talk to me about the 2024 season.
Sure. So Bill and I talked before the season, and we were talking about what do I think the Phillies areas they need to, what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses. I said, obviously, I mean, no surprise that the Nash, when the lineup's clicking. But Bill asked me a question. It was, what would you add to this lineup? And I gave him kind of a surprise answer, player-wise. And everybody was going to say Mike Schmidt or Ryan Howard, Chase, or somebody like that. And I dropped Gary Maddux in there, the Phillies outfielder from the 80s, because he was consistent. And that was my word. I said to Bill, consistency. That's what the Phillies lineup lacks. And when they were clicking on well, they're good. But after the All-Star break, it started to be a little bit of a slog. I mean, no one's going to play 700 baseball. We know that, like we did up to the All-Star break. We knew the schedule had stacked the easier teams at the beginning, and after the All-Star break, we hit the Dodgers, Yankees, the big boys, and we still played well, but not at the same level. But the consistency wasn't there, and the strikeouts and the chasing outside the strike zone started. And unfortunately, that followed us into the Mets series, some bad habits. Guys, you would think we'd be getting better at bat, Trey Turner, Jake Arrieta, Schwarber. They were chasing outside the strike zone. And it had been our, since the All-Star break, with the exception of the Phillies, the only team that chased more bad pitches outside the strike zone were was the White Sox, who obviously were a terrible team. So when you're keeping company with the White Sox and chasing, that's going to catch you. And we ran into a, I don't, as I told Bill and you guys, I don't hate the Mets. I'm a Phillies fan, but I root for my team, not against the other team. Ran into a team that was playing good baseball and fundamental baseball and just beat the snot out. So happy.
Yeah, it's it, your consistency tends to be the word of the day for Philly. I mean, what I saw in the playoffs, and we're kind of jumping ahead here, but what I saw in the playoffs was very much what I've seen with the Dodgers over some of the years, where they are one of the better teams. They go into the playoffs as one of the better teams and play very flat. And they don't play with a lot of energy. They almost play like they are afraid to lose. And that's kind of what you saw with Philly. They're playing very flat. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I agree with that. And then, you expect the ebbs and flows with the hitting. What we didn't expect was the bullpen to blow up, which had been strong all year. I mean, Strom was an all-star. Hoffman was an all-star. Estevez was an all-star. I think their combined ERA in the series was 28. I mean, it's
Yeah.
something ridiculously bad. And you're not going to win when you're struggling to score runs, and then your bullpen, anything you get, your bullpen's just giving it right back up. It happens. It just happens at the worst time.
Yeah, it is. So what would you kind of touched on it a second ago, but what would you call your strong points and what would you call your things to improve on? What would you call your strong points for 2024? What would you call the things that you want to improve in 2025?
Sure, those times, I mean, they played with a swagger of some of the best teams in the league. When they had it going, we played the Dodgers right before the All-Star break, swept the Dodgers, and we're feeling good. Hey, this is a team full of All-Stars, veterans, so you have that veteran presence. You have the ability to, rake and score six, seven, eight runs a game, so you have, it's all there, the power. So that bullpen minus out a lot of these bullpen was really good. Even the bench, we have an engine. The injury probably. So I would like to see, I love Aaron Nola, but he's just stopped. Let me know a little bit. Nola might be a number two in the regular normal. So we definitely need that number two pitching, which is going to be a little guy on the Well, I haven't proven that he has. So maybe he will. You know, maybe he will, but not that it happens.
It's you and I talked about this at the beginning of the season. The Phillies arguably made no deals in the offseason. And they just kind of said, hey, we were one game away from the World Series. That's where we're going to be this next year. We just need to kind of tone it up a bit. Unfortunately,
I
baseball,
don't.
I was going to say, unfortunately, baseball is a very cruel sport, and that's not always the case, right?
And then the deadline came along, and we traded for Hayes, okay, and then he immediately got hurt. And you know, a lot of Philly fans were criticizing the Jazz. If you look at the OPS from the available out there, and I apologize, I had the list in my mind and I forgot. I know I remember Chisholm was on there. Austin Hayes is about the lowest performing out there that after the break. So, we definitely have a hole in center field with Rojas. And Rojas is he is he's not going to be our long term solution in center field. So Austin Hayes, who knows what he's done if he's healthy, but he got hurt right out there. Then he got sick right after. So we didn't get much in return then. Estevez, we traded for at the break, and he was okay until the playoffs. So we didn't. The Philly fans were criticizing him for not making the big move, you know, the move to show. And I don't think it's because Middleton's willing to spend the money, but I don't think Dombrowski wanted to part with what was necessary to go get these pieces. And in the long term, maybe that's a smart move. You know, maybe it's a smart move.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know that they wanted to part with, I don't know that they wanted to part with different things. Which leads me into my next question. So if I come into your office, you're the Phillies GM, and I come into your office right now and you got a whiteboard on your office, in your office, what does it say on it? Who are you chasing after? Are you gonna chase after the Juan Sotos? Are you gonna try to go after Corbin Burns? Are you gonna try to make a deal to get like a free agent, like a Walker Buehler? Like, what are you going after?
Well, obviously, you know, I'm a huge Juan Soto fan. I saw him play at low A. You know, for the brief moment he was there, I saw him do play two or three times. I love Juan Soto. I mean, that would be every team's pipe dream. And since it's not my money, I say open up the bank and spend it. But Mr. Middleton might disagree with that. I would say center field, Bill. Like, I would like to see a legitimate major league center field. I don't know what the market's going to look like. Of course, every team will take this. You know, I'm not going to turn down Walker Buehler or anybody. But I would say I would have center field circles, and this is the position we need.
Yeah, you know, it depends on Walker Buehler's performances in the postseason. I mean, he does have two TJ series, two TJs, but he's the odd man out without a contract, and I don't know that the Dodgers are bringing him back. Not with Glasnow and Yamamoto and Shohei. You still got one more year left with Clayton Kershaw. You've got Dustin May come back. I don't know that they have. I think Walker's the odd man out. I would love to see Walker hit a reset button on his career and go to the Orioles, go to the Phillies, go to Kansas City, go to Detroit, where he can sign a 2-3 year prove it to me deal and be a very strong number two to propel one of those teams like Philly
He'd be
to the
great.
next level, right?
We have Andrew Painter, who had Tommy John last year, and he's now pitching in the Arizona Fall League. He's a top prospect. I think he's a top 20 prospect. He was pitched one inning the other day. We hit 100, struck out two, hit 100 three or four times on the gun. And so, I mean, we have big hopes for Andrew coming back off Tommy John, and it looks like his arm's good. So, you know, young pitching is always a little bit of a crapshoot, but this kid's got the pedigree. So. Hopefully, we can plug in 2, 3, 3 to 4 next year, work him up to, you know, 1 or 2 eventually. That's if everything goes the way we'd like. It does sometimes.
Yeah, you know, it's I was watching you guys because you guys were so good throughout the season. You had a couple of patches there where things weren't exactly the way that you wanted them to play out, but for the most part, you guys were really, really, really good throughout the season. When you take a guy like Ranger Suarez, who was 10-1 at one point, and then kind of hit a speed bump. Maybe you throw another guy like a Corbin Burns or Walker Buehler in there. and it changes things for you. You get off to even a bigger lead, and you don't have to necessarily put it on cruise control, but you can get some guys some rest. You can bring up some guys from the minors. If you have a guy that's going to go out on the IL, maybe bring up a minor league guy. Who knows, right?
It would look good. Any of those guys would look good in the middle of your staff, and they'll cost some money. But like I said, the Phillies have proven that they're willing to do what it's going to take to win. Next year, we're going to run into a thing that the Braves will probably be helping. We got lucky into a year where the Braves had the worst injuries possible. That was devastating to watch the talent they had. And then some of their guys just underperformed. I don't know if that's because the lineup. I mean, you don't have Acuna in the lineup, makes a huge difference. Riley gets hurt. So. And the Mets, the second half of the season, the Mets were kind of great, and then they just started playing electric baseball. So, you play in the Eastern divisions, and well, NL West is solid too. But the NL East is, you got three quality teams in the top. So, you're going to have to come and compete every day of the year, how it is.
100%, 100%, and I'm not. I mean, I think the Phillies have, like you said, they've proved that they're going to compete at the highest of levels. They want it. They were one game away from the World Series last season. This year they fell up a little short, but it doesn't mean that they're not going to compete. Like you said, the Braves did very well for having as many injuries as they did. The Mets are going to re-sign Pete Alonso. You're going to have a three-headed monster in that division between you guys and the Mets and the Braves. So why not go out and get yourself a good number two or number three starting pitcher so that you kind of solidify that and not put too much pressure on yourself?
I'm all for that. I trust him with Dave Dombrowski to make that kind of move. He's not shy about making the right moves. As a lot of fans sometimes are emotionally driven, and they're like, I don't care, trade him away. And then you don't know what you're going to get at the break. You might get the guy who puts you over the top. You might get a pitcher that goes, 2-4 with a 5-year identity and you trade your top prospect. There's no guarantee when you make these deals. You'd like to think there is, but it just doesn't always work.
100%, 100%.
Yeah,
So,
as long as they keep chasing, so as long as they keep chasing those sand pitches, we fall into those bad habits that we did last year against the Diamondbacks. They'll hit us with off speed because they know our guys are chasing. So they aren't going to throw us fastballs, and that brings up some of the problems when they start chasing. So they have to get the discipline. People say fire the hitting coach Kevin Long, but these are highly paid veterans. I don't know what difference the hitting coach is going to make.
well, it's very interesting to see. It's very interesting to see how many people are ready to fire coaches. Okay, that's fine. Go ahead and fire those guys. But the hitting coach, the manager, those aren't the guys that are going out there day by day, right? I mean, believe it or not, there's a small contingent out here in LA that wants to fire Dave Roberts.
Yeah,
Dave
I agree.
Roberts ha has been with the Dodgers for 9 years. He's got 881 regular season wins, three World Series appearances, one World Series championship, and you want to fire him?
Yeah, that's how the same with Topper. I call Topper Rob Topper. We just re-signed Topper to another 1-year extension, so he's not working on a lame duck contract. It's good. I mean, the guy's 3 years as manager during the playoffs, 3 times. I'll take that. The years of terrible feeling.
Yeah, 100, 100%, 100%. Well, so because we don't know the outcomes of certain series, including the World Series, when this all started, and you saw the rest of the divisional series, before the championship series started, when you had Dodgers, Mets, and you had Cleveland, Yankees. What was your thoughts? What were you well Who did you think would advance in each of those series?
In the American League, I thought the Yankees probably take it, even though I like the Guardians a lot. I think the Yankees have more experience. They seem like they're built for the playoffs, but I'm pulling for the Guardians in the series. I don't think they're going to take it. And the National League, and again, people kind of shocked me. I don't hate the Mets. Dodgers and Mets, I just want to say,
Yeah, you just want a good series, exactly. Well, I will tell you, when I saw the championship lineup in the National League, Brian, I didn't. I'm a Dodger fan, but the one team I didn't want to play was the Mets because they were red hot. So my concern was, what does the Mets look like, or who are the Mets, right? And what do they look like in the playoffs? And then you, so I didn't have a dog in that fight, though I want to say the Dodgers, I didn't have a dog in that fight. I thought the Yankees were going to outmatch the Guardians. Although I like the Guardians, I think that they got a lot of talent. I think they're maybe two or three pieces away from beating the Yankees this season.
And the epitome that you talk about really remember what you talked about. In the
Yeah.
short style, they bring back lots of good memories. Thank you. Watching
Yeah, it was it's gonna be fun to watch. October, I mean, to wrap this up, Brian, I think that the winners, besides for the fans, is MLB, right? Last year they had Arizona and Texas, which anybody outside of Phoenix and anybody outside of Arlington, unless you were a baseball purist, was not watching that series. Now you got a shot for a team that hasn't been there since 1948, or your quote unquote America's team that's been there 40 times and won 27 of them. And then you've got, or 28 of them. And then you've got the Dodgers, who, City of Angels, and you got the Mets. So, I mean, you got three opportunities, big cities. Yeah, correct. Correct.
There's a lot of intriguing luck. As a baseball fan, I love it.
I think I lost you there for a second, Brian. Could you repeat that for me?
Sure. As a Philly fan, it was sad to see my team get knocked out. But as a baseball fan, now I can watch it and enjoy it and not be stressed out. Something good for that. As I get older, I think.
Yeah,
This is like.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Because it's fun to watch you win. When you have teams that historically have been good, it's fun to watch that, over watching teams that, maybe are gonna make the World Series and then dismantle and not be there next season. So, well, Brian, I appreciate you spending Tuesday morning with me. Let's go. Let's watch some good baseball,
No
and
dodge.
we'll get you on after the World Series, and you can help us with a group of people break down a number of different what they saw in the World Series and the World Series edition for us. Sound good?
Awesome, Bill. And for you, go Dodgers. I know it's your team, so I like to see my friends happy, so therefore I'm hoping for you guys to get the win.
Thank you, my friend. All right, top fan rivalry supporters. This is our good friend Brian. I cannot wait to have a World Series edition with him. Brian, thanks for the well wishes, and we will see you soon.